Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Been a while, but I thought I would dip in and give y'all a little social media stuff, some of the stuff I bookmarked, which I think is kind of neat and cool. First one! Here's one of the most fascinating child development videos, says this guy, I've ever shared. As your baby learns language, they begin by approximating the examples you set. After a period of early experimentation with sound, including cries, coos, and gurgles, infants begin babbling, making speech-like sounds, which often include components of conventional speech that are nonetheless not yet conventionally meaningful. Anyway, so this is really neat. So let's look at this baby sign language with grandma and grandpa. And the baby is gesturing in sign language. So it's kind of like babbling in sign language. I'm fascinated to hear what you talk about. Wow. Wow. And there's this eagerness, look at that, eagerness and love of communication. She's telling us all about her busy day, expressing it all. I don't obviously do sign language, but I'm sure it's something has something to do with it. You had a very long nap today. Did you have good dreams? And of course, babies have more control over their hands than they have over their tongues and mouths. So, yes, we're curious, and there's a back and forth. And there's a gesturing. I mean, babies are just incredible. They are just absolute machines. And babies, it's the most brilliant phase of all. You're learning a whole new language, learning how to use your body, learning how to socialize, learning how to empathize. It's just amazing. And that people neglect and hit and the kids, it just amazes me. So, yeah, it's just amazing. It's just incredible. Babies are just amazing. All right, so let us move on from the sublime to the ridiculous. I think this is kind of true. In a way, I've had this experience. Date a girl who wears glasses. It's like dating two girls when she takes them off. Wash off her makeup and then you date three girls. Remove her Instagram filter and you get to date four girls. Take her meds away and you could have up to 10. I think that's funny. I think that's funny. All right. 2024 record coral cover for the Great Barrier Reef. So the reason, of course, that I'm talking about this is many years ago, I did an interview with a fellow. I think he was an oceanographer. I did it with Bjorn Lomborg and also did an interview with the guy who studied the Great Barrier Reef and said it was more and more and more. And so it turns out that that is the case. All right. So I thought this was interesting. Partisan shift. So a lot of people kind of get that the Republican-Democrat split really began to widen not too long ago, sort of 2014, 2016. And so percent of Republicans and Democrats aged 18 to 55 who say having an extramarital affair is always wrong. And they tracked fairly close. And what has happened since sort of 2014 is it's just gone kind of nuts. It's sort of in the way that once there was full legal and economic equality, plus the welfare state for Japanese women, a birth rate began to decline, like literally the next year, birth rate began to really crater. It's just kind of interesting. Democrats are about one third more likely than Republicans to report having sex with someone besides their spouse. And this is pretty wild, right? And whether it controls for straight or gay, I'm not entirely sure, but this is sort of the risk factor that you're looking at. All right. So I thought that was interesting. So
are you and how many units of Botox do you have?
Do I really have to answer how old
yes.
I am? 41. 32 units.
Emma, how old are you?
22.
How many units of Botox do you have?
32.
Jody, how old are you?
55.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
64.
Lauren, how old are you?
24.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
I have 104. I have 40 in my masseter's and 64 in my face.
Jess, how old are you?
I'm 34.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
I have 34 units.
Dr. Cruz, how old are you?
I'm 44.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
76.
Kyla, how old are you?
34.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
I have 28 in my face and I have 25 in each of my trapezius muscles to help with migraines.
Devaney, how old are you?
24.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
60.
Kristen, how old are you?
I'm 41.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
I have 56.
Robin, how old are you?
55.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
50 units.
Courtney, how old are you? 33.
And how many units of Botox do you have?
128.
Where do you have that?
Everywhere.
So, of course, this is not representational. Of course, it's not representational because these are people who work in sort of a wellness center and I assume some sort of beauty center and so on. And yeah, this girl's 23. Isn't that wild? That's just wild as a whole. So, a lot of fakeness going on. And you are saying that your natural self is ugly. Your natural self is ugly. All right. So, normalize leaving when dudes are
so
shitty.
It's okay.
So, hang on.
For
so, this is a date. Woman's fairly attractive.
Once a woman gives herself away to multiple men, her worth just like decreases significantly.
So, it's okay for men to have a high body count, but not for women.
Okay, so you have to look at how, and of course, you know, this is probably made up nonsense, but I'm sure these interactions happen. You have to look at how this woman debates. Now, this is not, of course, representative of all women, but it's also not the opposite of that either, right? So he says, when a woman gives away self away to multiple men, that's bad. And then she says, so let me just make sure I get what she says correctly.
It's okay for...
Okay, for men to have a high body count, but not for women. And she just has that sort of bored, okay, you know, and the look on her face.
To have a high body count, but not for women.
A man's body count doesn't matter because, like, God created men to populate the earth. It's like, if you get pregnant...
Now, did you see her face when the word God was mentioned? Right? So he's saying a man's body count... Look, we generally think that that which is harder and of value is more admirable, right? So if an adult male is able to, I don't know, bench press 100 pounds, we don't consider that to be particularly impressive, right? But if a 5-year-old kid is able to do that, well, that's really impressive, right? If an adult can play chopsticks on the piano, who cares? But if a kid who's like, I don't know, 14 months old plays chopsticks, that's kind of cool. So that which is more unusual and more difficult. For an attractive woman to have a high body count is the easiest thing in the world. For an attractive man to have a high body count is not easy at all, and therefore we don't admire the woman's ability to have sex. I mean, they've done these studies, right? Like where women go up to approach, an attractive woman is paid to go up and approach men in a hotel bar and try and have sex with them right away. And, you know, significant proportions say yes. If you reverse the genders, it's not the case. Right, so she's just giving you this look of scorn and sarcasm and so on. And so he's being honest about his opinions. Obviously, she's not being honest about her appearance. Her hair is dyed, her lips are glossed, the makeup, the eyebrow plucking, I don't know if there's a boob job in there, and the false eyelashes and so on. So he's being honest about his perspectives and opinions, and she is not being honest about her appearance. But
well, that's like a year. You can only have one kid. But biologically, we're wired to spread our seed, so it's just different. But yeah,
okay. So he's making an argument, right? And the argument, of course, is asymmetry in investment in children. So men, of course, are wired to repopulate in the event of war, hunting accidents, and so on. And so women have to bring the child to term. That takes them out, right? But a man can have a man can impregnate several women a day, whereas women have a massive investment in their offspring. And so that's his argument. Now, you know, we can sort of go back and forth on it and so on, but that's it. So he's making a case here, right?
A high-value woman saves herself because no guy wants to settle down with someone that's been run through.
Okay, that seems like a super backwards double standard, don't you think? Like,
okay, so just saying it's a double standard is not an argument. Of course it's a double standard. Right, but if a man showed up with earrings and necklace, lip gloss, makeup, eyebrow plucking, then she would say there's something wrong with this guy. Oh, so isn't it totally like a double standard that men can not wear makeup, but women can wear makeup, right? I mean, that would just be bizarre, right? If a man showed up in the dress that she was wearing, she probably would find that odd and probably not particularly want to date him. Well, isn't that just like a double standard that women can wear low-cut dresses, but men can't? Like, of course there's double standards, because men and women are different. So of course there's double standards. If if a woman is asked to pay for the entire date, she's going to find that usually off-putting, right? Oh, so men are expected to pay for dates, but women aren't. It's like, oh, of course there's a double standard. She's relying on this double standard to present herself in the attractive way that she's presenting herself. It's not my type, but I understand that she's attractive. So, like, saying that there's a double standard is hilarious. Women, of course, completely rely on the double standard for things like the draft, right? Oh, men can get drafted. Women, I guess that's changing now, but yeah. So the idea that there's some different standard for men and women is wild to me, because women leverage this double standard all the time, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then to deny that there can ever be a double standard is funny.
Like, why would a girl want a guy that has a high body count if that guy doesn't want a girl? Like,
no, not really. I mean, it's just the reality. Like, that's the way things have always been. All this stuff about feminism being free with your body is such bullshit. It's not empowering. It's just encouraging women to degrade themselves. And then they wonder why they're still single.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Okay, so now she's offended and upset. So she's just making an appeal to a double standard, which he's fully admitted. And now she's upset. Now, of course, this is a woman. She looks to be about 35. It's always tough to tell with that spatula whack of makeup on, but it is a woman in her 30s who's obviously single and has been unable to settle down, and we assume has a high body count. So it's offensive, right? So this is why she's single. Rather than saying, well, this is a challenging perspective for me, I don't particularly like it, but tell me more, right? This is why, I don't know, why people are so fragile when they hit opposing opinions or things that upset them. I mean, just find out and ask and be in question. And maybe the guy is a total nut job and a nasty basket case or whatever, but not yet.
Because, like, everything you just said was offensive, but, yeah.
I mean, everything I've said is 100% true, and if you didn't have a high body count, you wouldn't be offended.
Excuse me?
You know, she's even more offended.
Why else would you be defensive right now? Men and women sleeping with people is different. That's just facts.
Okay. Good luck with the apps and stuff. I'm gonna go.
Right. So, what was it somebody said recently? That people who... people who are dating who are older must look at the next generation and feel like they got the last chopper out of NAMM, right? So double standard, right? So girl won't let her dad walk her down the aisle because she's a strong, independent woman. Dad refuses to pay for the wedding. Naturally, she complains about it on TikTok, right? So yeah, of course, right? I don't need no man. So then it's like, okay, I will respect your beliefs and I won't corrupt your feminism by paying for your wedding. And now she's really upset.
Damn, like, once a woman gives her...
Double standard, right? Okay, here's the big one that I wanted to get to. All right, so there is a chimp here. This young chimp, he's at the zoo, and he's throwing rocks at people, right? So just look here, right in the middle. He's picking up rocks, and he's throwing rocks at people. His mother then notices...
That's a hostile chimp.
Right? His mother notices he's doing that, and whacks him. Watch that again. This is important. He's throwing a rock or two. He's bored. Right?
Yeah, hostile chimp.
Hostile chimp. Mother whacks him, obviously, with a reed or something, right? So why is this important? Well, it's important because if you are hitting your kids, you're literally, in this case, you are parenting like a chimpanzee. You are parenting like an ape. And that's just important to remember. If you're hitting your kids, you are parenting like a freaking ape. You are an animal. All right. Without the excuse, right? If you chose random groups of poor people, gave each of them $1 million, how many of them would still have money a year later? How many would still be alive? We'd run this experiment all the time. Someone says nearly 1/3 of lottery winners eventually go bankrupt within 3 to 5 years, which is more likely than the average American. So, yes. Okay.
The other hand is the most practical and mundane.
Okay,
human
sorry,
being.
Sorry, these stop
right?
Auto-playing. And I apologize for her voice. It's a little bit like nails on a chalkboard.
You know, honestly, I think probably one of the hardest parts about my marriage is that I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Call me a conspiracy theorist or a truth seeker, whatever you want to call it. I like to chase rabbits, okay? I like to go down the rabbit hole. Call me Alice in Wonderland. My husband, on the other hand, is the most practical and mundane human being. If it ain't right in front of him directly affecting him, he ain't worried about it, okay? It's either black or white. There is no gray area. He doesn't care about the gray area.
So I wanted to play this because there are a lot of guys who are like, oh, women are such normies, they're such leftists and so on. But in a lot of the people that I know, it's the woman who was more skeptical of the narrative and so on, right? So it's just, it can be a little bit of a cliche that has a lot of exceptions.
Yeah, even if it exists. And granted, he does indulge me, okay? If I take part in an 18 segment TikTok documentary about some weird thing that has piqued my interest, he will indulge me and listen to everything that I have to say. But when I'm done spilling my guts about this thing that has altered my brain chemistry and become a new part of my personality, he just looks at me like, that's nice, Lydia. Like, dude, I need you to get riled up about this. Like, I need you to get riled up about this stuff. And he's just not going to.
Yeah, so that's important as well. So sometimes men are frustrated because women seem like more normies and so on, but it actually does work the other way. All right, so how much
do these Hooters girls make, right?
I feel like portrait was invented so that women could show their cleavage because men are fine with landscape to show their delts. Anyway, so here we go. Sorry for the audio quality.
Here's what I make. A Thursday morning is at Hooters Girl in Myrtle Beach. Y'all, it is 1 p.m. pretty much, and I've had one table. But I made $11 from $832.
My second table left me $10 on a $29 ticket. It's so slow. I've got three tables, then I just screw VM. But my third table left me $15 on 73.
Table number 420 on 75. Okay, y'all, it is 4 p.m. and my fifth table left me 25 on 211. I'm supposed to get cut at 4:30 and I'm next for a table, but I don't think anyone else is going to come and split in.
Okay, I did end up getting one more table. So I had six tables total. And after my tip out, I made $86. That's the thing about working in Myrtle. It's going to be really hit or miss. So some days you're going to be bankrolling and some days you're going to be broke. Today was a broke day, but it's okay. We'll try again Sunday.
All right, so this is kind of funny, right? So women monetizing their sexuality. Let me just pause that. Women monetizing their sexuality. There is no better way to monetize your sexuality, ladies, than to get married, right? Because then the man is going to work super hard and you're going to end up with, you and the kids are going to end up taking 90% of his paycheck. You know, if you're lucky to get a 15% tip, how about 90%, not just on a tip, but everything, right? So there's no better way to monetize sexuality for women than to get married. With the exception, of course, that there are occasionally women who can monetize their sexuality and make millions, but that is very, very much the exception. So just wanted to point that out, that all of this, you know, pop cleavage, heavy makeup stuff, half slutting for money, it doesn't make you much relative to simply getting married and having a steady sexual partner and being a great companion and wife. That is going to make you millions of dollars, whereas all of this is kind of pathetic, right? So these guys woke up after partying all night. They woke up in a boat. And there is what? He wakes up finally, and there's a gator in the boat who decides to get out. And I think it's actually, Florida is its own country, right? All right. Husbands who do more household labor have less sex. So that is true. That is true. What is it? Scott Adams, he's kind of cynical. I guess he got divorced. The woman left him after he took the vax for her. LOL and whatever you do, don't share your quote feelings while doing it. But yes, so women obviously want, claim, a lot of women claim that they want men to do housework, but then they, like, 50 Shades of Grey, there's no guy doing housework, right? There's no, like, when you look at what women buy in terms of romance novels, the guy's never doing housework, right? So it is just a test. There are some women, of course it's men too, right? But there are some women who like to complain, and if you take their complaints seriously, they will lose respect for you. So sometimes women just need to vent, they need to complain, and then they just need to move on. But if you look at Twilight, I mean, how often does the vampire do the dishes or iron? Like, it's just not attractive. It's just not appealing. So it's a funny thing that women do, which is that they say they want you to do something and they lose respect for you if you do it. So just be honest, right? Just don't be just be honest. Be honest and say no. All right. All right. If you're not getting knocked up, you're a loser.
Stupid motherfuckers out there.
Sorry for the language.
Hey, America. Hey, people not having kids. You are some stupid motherfuckers out there. The birth rate is declining, and what are you doing? You're getting married? Like, why even bother fucking getting married, you loser? You're getting married, you have some fucking dog in a stroller like a faggot, and then what are you doing? How are you helping America? We're letting the birth rates decline, and I'm speaking particularly to white people. So today, I want you to take the time out of your day to thank a single mom, because us girls getting knocked up, we're the only ones helping with the declining birth rate. You're welcome, America. You're fucking welcome. Gah.
Oof. I mean, that's coarse and harsh and bigoted and all of that. But that's not the answer. That's not the answer, because the single mothers tend to give, like, why is birth rate declining and accelerating in a lot of ways? Because single mothers raise men who don't want to become fathers. How could they? Right? I mean, if you raise a son without a father, then he's got to learn how to be a man from where, right? It's going to get propagandized and programmed and so on. So how many people, if they're not raised speaking Japanese, end up learning Japanese? Well, very few, right? Very few. So the problem is with single mothers, you might get a smaller spike in the birth rate, and you can see this coarseness and bigotry and so on, right? But what happens is they raise, like, I'm trying to think of the, I mean, of course, I grew up with a whole bunch of sons of single mothers. I'm married and have kids, but most of them are not. Most of them did not get married and have kids. So you get a smaller spike in the birth rate, but it completely tails off. Why is the birth rate going down? Well, because a lot of times women would rather be wooed than have children, right? So being wooed is fun. Having children is hard work, and most people prefer fun to hard work. So with single mothers, you'll get some more kids, but in general, the women don't want to settle down because they see their mother struggling, and the men don't want to settle down, the sons of single mothers, because they've grown up without a father and don't know how to act in that way. So, all right. This is kind of funny. I like the game Settlers of Catan. Somebody said, sociopath behavior, went to a party last night, and as it started winding down, a dude guilt-tripped a bunch of us into playing a light, quick game of Settlers of Catan. It's a really fun game. All right, are you prepared to challenge everything you know? I'm about to reveal 21 facts that will turn your world upside down. One, if sound could travel through space, the roar of the sun would be deafening, even though it's 93 million miles away. Right? Two, crows possess intelligence comparable to a 7-year-old human child. They can recognize faces, craft tools, use currency amongst themselves, comprehend physics, and are self-aware. Crows have been observed dropping walnuts at intersections for cars to crash, etc., right? All right. Cats do not use meowing to communicate with each other. Instead, they develop meows specifically to interact with humans, using them to get attention or to beg for food. Not evolutionary yet. What is it? The dog is so happy you're home, and the cat's like, welcome home, you effing can opener. In a Japanese town, there is a grave believed to belong to Jesus Christ. According to local legend, Jesus traveled to Japan during the 12 years before his ascension to divinity. So, interesting. Interesting. His brother, Isugiri, took his place on the cross, allowing Jesus to escape back to Japan. Mars is the only known planet that is entirely inhabited by robots. It's obviously kind of true when you think about it, but I didn't really think about it. If you place a leech in a maze, it will eventually navigate through it. I don't know if all this is true, but it's interesting. Interestingly, if you blend that leech and feed it to another leech, the second leech will already know its way around the maze. This phenomenon is known as chemical memory. And I think that's actually very true of human beings, where we've had our particular predators. Of course, it's bred into people as a whole. Cows are highly social animals and always have at least one friend. Remarkably, humans can become one of their friends, allowing us to train them. Cows can even be trained to be ridden and participate in activities like horse jumping. Pineapples were once so expensive and rare that wealthy people would rent them for fancy parties as decorations. Taser is an acronym that stands for Thomas A. Swift's Electric Rifle. It originates from a book published in 1911 entitled Tom Swift and His Electric Rifle. I didn't know. Every sea in Pacific Ocean is pronounced differently. Pacific Ocean. Yeah. Sa-ka-sha. That's wild. That's true. You will never find broccoli growing in the wild because it was developed over centuries through meticulous plant breeding. I did not know that. And also for Gen A hairdos. Frogs can't keep their eyes open while eating. Well, when a frog swallows food, it pulls its eyes down into the roof of its mouth, helping to push the food down its throat. Oh, God, that's hideous. And what was it that the guy who played the Terminator in Terminator 2 spent months figuring out how to shoot a gun without blinking? There is a jellyfish called Teratopsis, Dohmi, that can control its own aging process, effectively making it immortal. Excellent. Counting nonstop, it would take you about 12 days to count to a million. It would take you 31 years to count to a billion. The Supreme Court in America has a basketball court on the top floor, aptly named the highest court in the land. Ba-dum-bum. You can see your own nose, but your brain simply chooses to ignore it. That's true. The chainsaw was originally invented to assist with childbirth. What kind of demon robot children are coming out here? It's not so much ridiculous as it is sad. We will never know Albert Einstein's last words because he spoke them in German to a nurse who only understood English. Well, I suppose his last words were probably, I regret saying all those positive things about that homicidal maniac Lenin. Vikings would incorporate animal bones into their weapons and armor to strengthen them by adding carbon to the metal rather than because of any belief that the animal spirit would inhabit the items. Oh, interesting. Kangaroos are unable to hop backwards, so you just go behind it and you'll be fine. Q is just Q with four silent letters, as in your lineup Q, right? Pretty funny. A cat's meow mimics the cry of a human baby to manipulate humans into rushing to meet their needs. That's very interesting. Yeah, I think, I don't know, true or not, I didn't research, obviously, every one of these things, but thought-provoking. Yes, indeedy. All right. From Raw Egg Nationalist, obesity is set to bankrupt American healthcare within 6 years, if even half of U.S. adults with obesity start taking weight loss drugs like Ozempic. By 2031, if half of U.S. adults with obesity start taking Ozempic, the total cost will be an estimated $411 billion a year, or $5 billion more than the $406 billion that Americans spend in 2022 on all prescription drugs combined. While a significant proportion of this money will come from private sources and insurance, Medicare and Medicaid may have to pay as much as $166 billion a year, which is almost as much as both programs' total expenditure in 2022. So, yeah, it's wild. So, unfunded liabilities. Obesity is one, of course, with older health costs, older people's health costs. The other, of course, is single women who, in general, are not saving for their retirement. That is going to be a huge issue, and they're not married, right? So that's interesting. So Lord of the Flies is a total lie, right? It's just government propaganda, right? It's government propaganda to say, gee, without a government, it's just a state of nature, war of all against all. It's based on what the author thought people would do, but in 1965, when six teenage boys actually did get marooned on a tropical island, instead of tearing each other apart, they worked together to reconstruct civilization from scratch. They divided the labor, they built shelters, kept a permanent fire going, they built without equipment, they even made a guitar. They played songs and sang together all night. After 15 months stranded, they were rescued by a man named Peter Warner, an Australian fisherman who happened to be passing by. As a reward of bringing the boys home, he was granted special fishing rights by the King of Tonga. So, yeah. That's important. Being kissed in your sleep is like the purest form of love, unless you are home alone or in prison. No artist should ignore Nietzsche's take on originality. Very true. Nietzsche wrote, originality. What is originality? To see something that has no name as yet, and hence cannot be mentioned, although it stares us all in the face. The way men usually are, it takes a name to make something visible for them. Those with originality have, for the most part, also assigned names, right? Childism is one of these things. There's a lot, of course, as a whole, but the prejudice against children, once it has a name, everyone sees it. Breakdown of the costs of a well-maintained, attractive woman in a large U.S. city. Hair, $400 every 2 to 3 months at least. Facials, $200 to $300 a month. Fitness, $200 to $400 a month. Cosmetics, $100 to $300 a month. Nails, $100 or more a month. Brows, $15 to $40 a month. Waxing laser, $100 to $150 a month. Med spas, $1,000 every 3 months at least. It doesn't even include clothes or shoes. Now, of course, this is supposed to be a very short-term mating display before you get married. Of course, this just goes on and on into your 40s and 50s and 60s. It's just crazy. All right. We will skip the regret one. Maybe I'll do that another time. The dark side of female nature, right? Girls fall in love with the one who avoids them the most. Not true. At least not in my experience. No woman leaves you for treating her badly. She's already living a boring life. She wants excitement and drama. Doesn't matter what you do. Just don't bore her. Not true at all. because this is all the amount of sort of time killing and time wasting and drama that happens with people who don't have kids. When you have kids, you have enough drama. A woman can easily smell danger and you can count on her instincts in dealing with strangers. Women's gut feeling is very strong, very true. Women tend to find a man twice as attractive when they notice that other women are also interested in him. That's true. Women hardly mature. There's not much of a difference between girls and women, unlike boys and men. I have not found that to be the case. In particular, the girls care more about how confident the guy is than the companies he built. Yeah. Girls are experts in reading eyes and body language and what your intentions are. Oh, this is the funny thing. Like, guys who float around women, and it's like, well, I don't want to tell her that I like her. It's like, bro, she already knows. She already knows. When a girl starts to get overprotective and jealous, it's not that she doesn't trust you. It's because she's aware of what other girls are thinking. Very true. Women are attracted to strong, ambitious, influential, and charismatic men. Yeah. If she tells you what is bothering her, it means she trusts you. A woman would share everything with you if she genuinely considers you. If genuinely consider you something. I don't quite get what that means. If a boy continually calls in every 2 or 3 hours, the girl gets irritated. Yes, that is not. Overattention is a bad thing. Women like forehead kisses above everything. It shows authority, and women love to be belonged to the men they truly love. Her father is her first love and maybe the one she loves the most, and she wishes to see a semblance of him in her partner. If she didn't have, she doesn't have a masculine father, she isn't worth dating, unless she's done a lot of work. So, anyway, I just wanted to point that out, some interesting discussion points. All of this is very interesting in the courtship phase, but once you have the actual business of males and females, which is the production of raising and children, all of this drama tends to go away. Pay attention to how men talk about other women, especially older women. Aging is the only inevitable. If they're obsessing over Pamela and how Pamela Anderson hit the wall at 56, they don't want you for life. They want you for your 20s. No, because men are attracted to fertility. And, of course, when you have your wife, you love your wife, you watch her be a great mom, and you age, you know, both my wife and I, of course, are in our mid to late 50s, and she's beautiful and wonderful. Do we look as good as we did in our 20s? Well, of course not. We now have the bond, right? But, yes, a woman who relied primarily on her looks is going to age out and look bad. Okay, I'll skip these, skip this. I thought this picture was kind of funny. When you finally get to meet your idol in person, it's somebody with the polo t-shirt being whacked at by a cop with a baton. I just thought the coincidence of pictures was funny. An Englishman, Frenchman, Spaniard, and a German are watching a street performer juggling. The juggler notices the four gentlemen have a very poor view, and he stands up on a wooden crate and calls out, "Can you all see me now?" "Yes, oui, si, yeah." "Yeah, yes, oui, si." It took me a moment, but I got it. How genetically inheritable are human traits such as height, physical health, mental health, education, religiosity, conservatism, IQ, and personality? And what do these heritabilities actually mean? And the answer is all of them to some degree or another, and some are extraordinarily high. And so, right. These ones, it was funny. 9 conversational tricks to make people think you are cool. And Aragorn, son of Arathorn, heir to the throne of Gondor. Instead of saying this, "Let's go," say this: "I bid you stand." Instead of saying, "Take 2 trips," "You cannot wield it. None of us can." Instead of saying, "You're welcome," say, "You bow to no one." Instead of saying, "I'm taking the day off," say, "I can avoid being seen if I wish." Instead of saying, "Hurry up," say, "Gentlemen, we do not stop till nightfall." "I had a great time" should be replaced with, "I thought I had wandered into a dream." Instead of "long time no see," "Long have you hunted me. Long have I eluded you." Instead of saying, "Hope so," say, "What does your heart tell you?" Instead of saying, "Okay, I'll do it," say, "If by my life or death I can protect you, I will." I don't know why you have to say it that way, but you do. All right, slave morality I've talked about. Guy was attacked by a baby bear, and now he can say for the rest of his life he fought a bear and survived. List of men's concerns with the war. Why is she 30 and single? Fair question. Fair question. Will she rush me to commitment? Also a fair question. And am I her first choice or her last chance? Yeah, nobody wants to be the settled guy, right? What has she been up to since the age of 18? Yes, yes, yes. I don't have much time to vet, marry, and have kids. Yes, been there. Will I be able to have more than one kid? Will it bother me later on when I get hit on by 25-year-olds and I'm with her? What bad habits did she pick up along the way? Can I do better? Can I afford her? Will she follow my guidance and rules, i.e. one vacation per year instead of three, eat healthy like me, etc.? Am I getting her sexual best? I'm not sure what that means exactly. What health issues has she picked up along the way? STDs, prior obesity, etc. Has she been with anyone I know? Has she shown herself naked online? Recent concern as of 2020. I've done everything right, made up for my mistakes. Has she? Does she have debt? What was/is her presence on social media? Like, look at your average female ex account. Is she even fertile despite a decade plus of possibly not maintaining her health? Will she sign a prenup? No? A prenup. Very interesting. Very interesting. So, yeah, these are all reasonable questions. And, of course, the women have questions for men as well. I thought this was funny, too. Therapy is evil because it is an attempt to recreate the Catholic confession, but instead of talking to a priest, you're talking to a white woman who voted for Joe Biden. What is it about women, asks Aristophanes, what is it about women that gives them such a predilection to the occult? Astrology, tarot, palm reading, whatever. Even in religious women, there seems to be a knee-jerk female magnetism to charismatic Pentecostal Christianity, where they spend way too much time believing in these things solely so they can hyperventilate about how evil those things are all the time. The spiritual warfare deliverance mom with crystals and sage-burning yoga girl are way more similar than either of them would ever dare to admit. Well, because women can move mountains through feelings, right? So, I mean, the Helen of Troy, right? The face that launched 1,000 warships, right? So women can move mountains. Like, women say, I want a house, and a house comes into being. So women have magical thinking in a lot of ways because their feelings, emotions, preferences, and desires reshape the physical world. So they're closer to magical spells than men are as a whole. Right. So let's see here. Yeah, this is just appalling stuff, right? After over 100 years of Rockefeller petrol-based medicine, I don't really know what that means, but this is where the health system is at the moment, right? 1 in 36 children have autism. 1 in 3 children are overweight or obese. 1 in 8 children have asthma. 1 in 20 children have seizures. 1 in 12 have food allergies. 1 in 9 now have ADHD. 1 in 100 children have a heart problem. Over 350,000 children have been diagnosed with diabetes. Over half of U.S. children now suffer from a chronic condition, disability, or disease. Americans spend the least on food, the most on healthcare, have the most highly vaccinated kids, and have the sickest kids of any industrialized country. So it's just wild. And I'm always a little suspicious of the fact that there are a lot of people who claim to care a lot about the future and health and this and that and the other. Why there isn't a massive societal convulsion into figuring out the cause of the autism is just wild. All right, we'll stop here. I thought this is kind of funny. Americans, I use miles and pounds. Europeans, I use kilometers and kilograms. Canadians, snorting a line of associated measuring systems. I'm 5'8", I weigh 150 pounds. Horses weigh 1,000 kilograms. My house is an hour away, and I drive 80 kilometers an hour to get there. I need a cup of flour and a liter of milk. It's actually kind of true. We are kind of schizo that way. All right. Well, thanks. freedomain.com/donate. If you'd like to help out the show, let me know if you find these kind of chitty chats interesting. And I look forward to your thoughts. Feel free to send me anything you find interesting. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.